And you're very welcome back. And it's a very good morning to Adele Morgan, the 2023 Mary from Dunloe. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, good morning.
Good to see you again. No, it's great to see you again. And Bridgene Doherty, coordinator of the Marys for 2024, is with us as well. How are you getting on, Bridgene?
I'm doing very, very well. Keeping the pace up with these young ladies.
Yes, no bother to you. How has the agenda been going so far? Lots of fun.
It's been quite busy. Like, we've had an awful lot on. It's been going great. I suppose I'm lucky enough that I have a great team behind me as well. We've got Alana McGlynn. We've got Paula Green, Deirdre Wilson. And we've got Angelie Medford, who would be our wellbeing coach for the Marys. But we've just been having a ball. It's been go really since Thursday because the Marys started arriving. But really, we started on Saturday and it's just been gung-ho ever since. We've got so much to look forward to. The girls have been amazing and it's lovely because there's so many, travellers in, not just in our local community, but like anywhere we've gone. We were in Balbuffet yesterday, we're going to be in Letterkenny today. There's always a Falcha. And I said, it's not just a Ross's welcome, they're getting a big Dunlagal welcome. So it's lovely to see.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Adele, what's the year been like for you? It's hard to believe it's kind of been a year, hasn't it? You were Dubai's very first Mary, you still are, of course, originally from Glasgow, and we got to know you quite a bit last year. How has the year been?
It's been amazing. Honestly, it's exceeded any expectation that I could have had for the festival. I went in with a heart full. I always love the Mary from Dunloe Festival, but it really has exceeded any expectation I could have had. I really have had the most amazing year. I've travelled the world. I've gone across three continents now. So I have to give thanks, of course, to Gallagher's Bakehouse and the Mary from Dunloe, who have made that possible for me and facilitated all these opportunities.
Whilst also balancing the other parts of your life as well that had to go on. You're still working out in Dubai, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm still working in Dubai, still teaching, still enjoying that. But yeah, I think the Mary from Dunloe has very much become an integral part. It's very much permeated every part of my life. I'm sure my friends will be glad that I've no longer taken the sash everywhere I go at any opportunity.
I've known girls in the past actually just take the sash everywhere with them for the foreseeable future. Or even pull it out in 20 years, maybe, or 30 years.
It's always
years.
In the handbag. Yeah. It's the first thing that goes in.
And Adele, you know, when you someone approaches you or you put yourself forward for the selection process and it's a million miles away, really, or whatever it might be, and then you get, you know, you're selected and you go forward and then you go to... It doesn't really necessarily perhaps fully prepare you for the year that is to come. And it can be quite daunting, I imagine, in the first instances. And I suppose that's part of your interaction with the other ladies, and that, you know, you can sort of tell them what's ahead of them potentially.
Yeah, so my role this year is just to be like a big sister and supporting the girls. So because I have been here last year, I know some of the ropes, I know some of the things that we're going through. But the festival itself, you do, when you're on the other side looking at the Marys, you don't realise the role that we actually do play and how much the festival, how much we do and behind the scenes. We're really lucky. And I think personally as well, it's a really big opportunity for us to have personal growth.
Yeah.
We really, really grow. And even from the beginning of last year to where I am now, I think I've really come along and I've been able to use my voice. And it really is. It's a tool for my future now.
Yeah, but I've spoken to people who've actually, they grow in the week.
Yeah.
You know, just in the process, not necessarily, you don't necessarily
Definitely.
Have to win that.
It's an opportunity to find yourself.
Because as you say, you know, I mean, you have been well looked after, don't get me wrong, but it's a busy week. You've had a lot of hellos and a lot of smiles, and then probably not as much sleep as you probably should be getting. And then at the end of all of that, you've got the pressure of this big show where you have to get up on stage and put yourself out there, and it's on the telly and Daniel's there. And, you know, it's I've a lot of admiration for anyone that does it. I don't think I would have the scruples for it, to be honest with you.
The festival this year has 110 events, so that's... It's grown even since last year. So we have to give thanks to Gavin and Pat Nora, who work endlessly and tirelessly to make this festival as amazing as it is.
Yeah.
We're really, really lucky. And the festival, I believe, it comes together because of the togetherness of the community.
For sure.
And we are so lucky this year that we've got Donegal Down Syndrome as our main charity. And again, even just if you look at the videos on social media, when we talk about Donegal Down Syndrome, you can see that the way that the charity's run, that even is a promotion of that togetherness as well. So I'm very grateful that that's our sponsor, our charity this year.
Yeah, no doubt. And Bridgene, you know, it's an event that has never felt, or in my memory, never felt more relevant. Do you know what I mean? There seems to be a buzz. It's not just Dunloe. It seems to spread beyond Dunloe. There's stuff happening that never happened before.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's such an educational aspect to it this year. And, you know, we've tried to take on different aspects when we were having our festival meetings. Like, Pat Nora would have worked very strongly on the road safety and civil defence. But, you know, everyone just thought, you know, it was going to be them showcasing what they did. But they went further with the festival. They brought in an educational pack to it so the kids could see, you know, how do I get here? It's not just, you know, working on a boat. It could be the electronics of it. It could have been the engineering aspect of it. And it was so busy. I mean, we were absolutely overjoyed at the crowd. It was amazing. And then
that was a big day by the bay, wasn't it?
Oh, that was a big day. That was the shorefront day, and that was amazing. You had the food fair yesterday. I mean, we had people travelling all over.
Again, that's another, it feels like another fresh element whereby it's promoting local produce and those that work with it.
Yeah, and it was lovely because the locals and the visitors all just came together. And, like, you know, we would have different people, like, we met a Ukrainian woman who's doing Carraging Moss. We've, you know, the girls would have met last year's Mary, who would have been doing, remember
her? Yes, Avian O'Day, and she has Cafe Avian, which was a sellout as well. She makes me laugh because she had baked all of her goods and she's very popular, and then she had to run home and bake more throughout the day and come back, and she had sold out within half an hour.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, and everybody was sampling, and it was lovely, and it was lighthearted, the cooking demonstrations, and it was just lovely. And then, of course, yesterday we went to McIlhenny's. We're all about sustainability this year, so we went for a different aspect. So McIlhenny's would have dressed the girls, and it's some of the staff maybe who wore the clothes before, or clothes that just haven't sold, and the girls are going to be wearing them tonight at the fashion show. But also at the fashion show tonight, because Donegal Down Syndrome are also part of our main charity this year for the closing Sunday, some of the children from Donegal Down Syndrome will be modelling at the fashion show tonight.
Great.
And it's just a wonderful vibe. And then on Wednesday night, we've got the wonderful show.
Vibe's
show.
My word. I don't really like you using bridging vibe.
Oh, do you not?
I thought I invented that word.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I bring the vibe. You have
you
to get
bring
up on
the vibe.
My vibe. Do you understand?
Yeah, the show band show is going to be, I mean, we have Roland Collins, Dermot Kerwin, you have Susan McCann, and, like, they're all coming.
That's
to the
tonight,
concert.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's hugely popular.
That's Wednesday night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
And that was sold out last year because they're actually turning up to the show tomorrow for the Highland Radio. So some of them will do
David
performance.
James is down with the Drive Time Show.
He is, most surely.
From 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's at the Bridge in Marquee.
Yes, yeah. And that was
And that's actually
wonderful.
A show you can go in and watch, by the way.
Oh, yes.
It is natural. It's his usual radio show, but it's a show that's well worth going in and taking a seat and watching it. It's going to be
different. And you get a real flavour of what you're going to get up at the show band night in the Waterfront Hotel. So, and that'll be sold out.
Right, listen, for now, Bridgine, you can come in and give a more plugging at the end if you wish. It's up to you.
Perfect.
Adele Morgan. It is Adele Morgan, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Adele Morgan, the 2023 Mary from Dunloe. You have the crown for just a certain, 4 or 5 days?
Yep, I'm just polishing it up, getting it ready for the next girl.
Very good, okay. Both of you, thank you very much indeed. Right, we'll chat to three of those vying for Adele's crown after this quick break.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Our Donegal Mary is Claire O'Donnell, sponsored by Boners Engineering. Good morning, Claire.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
a Letterkenny girl, Letterkenny woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have too far to travel. Oh, you probably did because you were doing the routines and all that kind of stuff. But you're born and bred in Letterkenny. How did you find yourself representing the whole of the county this year?
Yeah, well, I never thought, like, I always admired people who did the Mary from Dunloe, and I always thought it was fantastic. And somebody actually came to me and asked me would I be interested. And at first I was kind of like, I didn't think I would have had the confidence to put myself forward for something like this. But then I spoke to my auntie, Siobhan, who actually was the Donegal Mary 40 years ago this year.
Oh, wow.
So once I heard that, I thought it was a really nice story. And I was like, you know what, it would be nice to go for it.
This thing throws up things like that, doesn't it?
You know,
connections and anniversaries and stuff. It just has a way. So your auntie
Yeah.
And she was recognised, wasn't she, this year?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was. So she came with me the night I was selected and everything, and it was really nice. And I was so happy I got selected then, because it really feels like my whole family's reliving the experience.
Mm.
And it's brought everyone together, like, really nicely, and it's just, it's a lovely story.
You have been at the festival before.
No, this is actually, I've never been to the festival before.
Your family have, though, of course, because it's a revisit, isn't it?
Yep.
I looked down here and I just glanced at those notes, right? And all I read was, Claire is thrilled to be back in Dunlow for the festival after attending 40 years ago. And I thought, there's something not right. I want to know her regime. To be honest with you. But it's your family are going to be returning.
It's the family that's returning. Yeah, it's my first time.
You love the outdoors. You love keeping fit. And like so many from Letterkenny, you love to get over to Glenveagh with your two dogs, Cosmo and Orbit.
Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Is there a particular sort of space element? What's going on there?
No, actually, well, me and my boyfriend.
You Elon Musk fan? Or what is the story?
No, me and my boyfriend, we actually got our dogs together and. Yeah, he would be quite into space, so he let me get the two dogs, so I let him name them.
It must be serious when you're getting dogs together. All right, brilliant stuff. And you're still studying, are you? Or you're qualified pharmacy technician now?
Yeah, I'm a qualified pharmacy technician.
All right, brilliant, excellent. And you're looking forward to it?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
What's the highlight been so far?
It's really hard to kind of pinpoint one thing that I've enjoyed the most. Like, obviously, like, meeting the girls and all has been fantastic, and, like, travelling around Donegal has been great. But I think it's really given me, like, it's opened my eyes to the sense of community that we have.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important. And I think that's what the festival's all about.
It's a reminder of it, isn't it? It's ever present, but particularly as someone who's born and bred in Donegal and you know Donegal, you're still getting your eyes opened to some extent.
Completely. Like, from the day that I was selected, like, my sponsors, like, I want to thank Boner Engineering so much and every other business in the town that sponsored me. And just even in Dunlow, just the sense of community is fantastic. And I feel like that is what it's all about. And it's just amazing to be part of it.
Philadelphia Mary is Scarlett Catalfamo.
Catalfamo.
Okay, brilliant stuff. And you are sponsored by the Donegal Association in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Welcome to Donegal. Is it your first visit?
Yes, my first visit ever abroad.
Okay, fantastic. Right, so you can leave now and you've already achieved something fantastic.
Exactly.
So anything after this is gravy, as we might say here. So talk to us a little bit about yourself, Scarlett.
So I'm currently working in the city of Philadelphia, hence the Philadelphia Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I work at City Hall. I'm a legal clerk, so I do a lot with the public, a lot with our archives in civil records, and it's a lot of fun. I thankfully have had the chance to spend lots of time with the Donegal Association this year, and I'm very grateful for their sponsorship. I actually got to march in things like the Philadelphia St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Springfield St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it was so much fun. And, you know, now I'm over here looking forward to all of this. And, of course, I go back home and it's like 1,000 things are still happening.
Yeah, exactly. But try not to think about that. Enjoy your break as much as you can. You're a member of an Irish dance team.
I used to be, yes.
Okay, but and also involved in theatre. Do you have time for that now as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. That's 1,000 things that are happening when I get
home. Yeah, I get you.
I just finished playing Zeidel in Fiddler on the Roof for the Morristown Theatre Company. I am currently getting ready to play Juliet in Romeo and Juliet for Exclamation Theatre, Inc., also in Morristown, New Jersey. And come November will be Scenes and Songs back with the Morristown Theatre Company.
I don't know how you find all the time to fit everything in. You also have, you started the first Irish book club too
in your hometown. Yes, at the local library in Morristown, which is where I currently live. Absolutely lovely group of people. There's some wonderful people I've met. We've never had like a huge group of people, but honestly, a book club, you don't want to have more than like 5-6 people. And they're always so nice. We recently read Frank Delaney's Ireland. Very, very good book. The conversation was amazing. All the women are just so nice.
Yeah, and we talked about community with Claire. Community is important to you too in harnessing and enhancing that.
Absolutely. So like I said, the Irish book club was a thing that I saw because the Morristown Library only has a couple of book clubs and they're really focused on like, you know, midday kind of stuff, not meant for people who are working a 9-to-5. And as a person who works a 9-to-5 and reads way too much for their own good, I definitely want to make sure that I'm offering that opportunity. And I thought it was a great way to spread my Irish heritage and share that love of culture with the people.
You're passionate about sustainability and environmental work too. And just such is the work, the way the world is now, be it this country or America, and we won't get into the politics of it, it's actually bloody divisive, right?
Absolutely.
In other words, it can be almost like saying you're People either say, yeah, you're right in what you're saying, Scarlett, or you're in denial or some issue like that. So I think if you're vocal, and I can't believe we're at this point, but if you're vocal about particularly the environment, you actually have to be brave to do that in this day and age.
Absolutely. I find it one of the biggest things I noticed actually was when I came over, I flew into Dublin, mm-hmm. and a lot of people were telling me, even back home, just to get the flight from Dublin up to the international airport, yep. in Donegal. And I was like, but it's a 20-minute flight. Think of all those emissions. Mm-hmm. So instead, I chose to take a bus, a train, and a second bus. I mean, I take the train to work every single morning. Yeah. It's so important to be conscious of our effect that we have on the environment, because there's only, you know, the earth is only here for so long. There's only so much we can do before.
And you've done
it's
your bit, and that's what people are asked to be doing, their bit, Scarlett. And is that going to form part of your, you know, who you are, the environment? You know what I mean? Is that are you using this platform to try and, you know, spread that message a bit? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In college, I was part of the Eco Reps at Temple University, and our whole thing was trying to get people to know more about the effect that they have on the environment at the school. Mm-hmm. Our big thing my senior year was bike riding. And, you know, it's not safe to do that in the city, but it's very much better for the environment than it ever will be to drive your car and sit at 80 stoplights.
I hear you. All right. Niamh Kerrigan's the Birmingham Mary. Good morning to you. Sponsored by Norton's Digbeth, by the way. Important to give the sponsors a mention, because without them, a lot of this isn't possible. Niamh, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. I'm great. So you're from Birmingham, England, of course, isn't it? Yeah. How did you get involved? I was going to say roped in, but that's got such negative connotations, right? So how did you get involved in the competition?
So I know Katie, who was the Birmingham Mary last year. And I'd kept up to date with what she was doing on her socials, and it just looked like she had the most amazing time. So when I seen this year that they were advertising, looking for the Birmingham Mary, you know, I was a bit unsure. It is, as you said, like a big thing to put yourself forward for it. So I messaged Katie and said, you know, I'm considering it. Would you recommend? And she just said, honestly, put yourself forward, do it. It's the best experience you'll ever have, and it's definitely living up so far.
Yeah, like so many in Birmingham now, you're of Irish heritage. Your grandparents from Tip and Mio.
Yes, yeah.
So are you second generation then, your mum and dad from Ireland, or were they
Dad Mayo, yeah.
All right, okay, so first generation. And what's life like for you in Birmingham? What do you do?
It's amazing. So I currently work for National Highways, so the government road agency, and I actually work in community engagement on their major projects. So again,
so you have to convince the public that this is a good idea.
Yeah, so the motorway running through your back garden, I'm the one telling you that it'll benefit you.
I wouldn't say that in front of Scarlett.
It's all part of
cycle lanes, yes.
But that's also part
I'm
of
not
what
trivializing an important issue. I know, it's about it's connected travel, isn't it?
Connected travel and also looking at how we can make our roads more sustainable, more sustainable.
I
journeys.
Think in terms of road design and the way we are moving forward now, that's we're pushing an open door in that regard, aren't we? It's about it's getting the infrastructure correct for all different types of road users.
Definitely. So that's also part of what we're doing. It's working with all the other developers, looking at active travel, walkers, cyclists, horse riders, and how we can make the roads sort of a safer and better place for everyone that use them.
Yeah. How is the Irish community in Birmingham? Is there still a lot of Irish? Do they still get together? Because I remember, I don't think it was through this feature, but I think it was when we were in London for something else, and there was some suggestion that, you know, the community's still there, but maybe not getting together in the same way they did. Maybe that's just through the passage of time. What's it like in Birmingham?
I would say that it's still so, so strong. So I'm really grateful to Norton's Digbeth, who are my sponsor, which I biasly would say is the best Irish bar in Birmingham. And you go down on a Saturday night, everyone's there. You know, it's all sort of intergenerational as well. People playing music. They do a lot for the Irish language as well with Irish speaking sessions and sort of training up people on music. It's just a really lovely scene.
Right, so your granddad, excellent accordion player.
Oh, amazing.
Granny, fantastic singer.
Yeah.
Are we getting a hint as to what you might be doing on Sunday night?
No. So, you would think it might be musical, but actually I've gone a complete opposite route and I will be teaching Daniel some boxing moves.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Right, excellent. That is going to be fun.
It will.
He's not allowed to wear headgear. And, it's full
I'll
content.
I'll be the only one with the gloves.
We'll put you on last.
I'm having a ring put on the stage.
Brilliant. That's actually... And is that from a love of boxing, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So my brothers had started, I think, when they were about 10. And, you know, I wouldn't be having my brothers do anything better than me. Yeah. And, you know, it's I think technically a sport that, you know, most people would think, oh, it's a boys' sport. And I'm very much like pro women, empowering women.
Yeah, well, and it's amazing how women have been elevated in boxing and Birmingham as well. For a long time, Birmingham was sort of behind London and Manchester and what have you. But you've some great boxers on the professional scene. Great boxers coming out of Birmingham now, and great to see big live shows, boxing shows taking place in Birmingham, because there was a gap there for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many sort of
charity
matches.
I can literally waffle about anything. I bet she never thought, he's going to know about boxing in Birmingham. That's the level of waffle you can get from me.
I'm very impressed by it.
So, come here, so you're excited and you're enjoying your time.
So excited.
And she never lied to you. All your expectations have been
matched. She kept to her word.
Right. How's the energy levels for you for all of this? Because it's busy, isn't it, Scarlett?
Oh, absolutely. We have been everywhere and anywhere. But honestly, it's been great. The people here are so very nice. It's lovely to speak to everybody. The food fair so far has probably been my favorite, just getting to talk to everybody. And there were some lovely kids there last night. Yeah. We had some good conversations about Pokemon.
You found a common interest.
Yes,
you like
yes.
Pokemon. Okay, very good. Right. You're not around here searching for eggs, are you? Or are you more into the cards?
No, I play the card game, yeah.
Okay, good stuff. All right. There'd be no harm in that either. Listen, lovely speaking to you. Claire, best of luck.
Thank you.
Scarlett, thank you. And there's something nice too about someone being here for the first time. It's all equal, but there's something particularly nice about that, because you're really having a real life experience. And Niamh, best of luck to you
thank
as well.
You.
Look forward to you boxing the lugs off Daniel O'Donnell. Right, we'll be back with more after these. Okay, we are doing our annual thing now, where we speak to those who are taking part in the Mary from Dunlow. And we've got three more women in front of us. Kina Boyle, the London Mary. Kina, is it Kina?
It's Kina.
Kina.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the phonetics, Caroline. Kina, how are you getting on?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
You're an interest in acting, don't you?
Yeah, so I've literally just graduated university with my acting degree. So I graduated Tuesday and flew out to Ireland Thursday.
Yep, so you're an all-rounder, singing, acting?
I would like to say singing, acting, dance, but I have discovered I have two left feet.
All right, and but your future, you hope to be behind the camera more than in front of it. That's
so I found a love for producing and directing in my course, and I've just realised that some would say bossy, but I get things done, so I'd love to.
Yeah, and they say in terms of the stage and what have you, never work with children and animals, but you've ignored that. You work quite a lot with children, don't you?
Yeah, I teach singing lessons on a Saturday, so I teach musical theatre to students from the age of 4 to 18, and I absolutely love it.
This is not your first time in Dunlow either. You're a regular, so what brings you here on an annual basis?
So I have family who grew up in Mina Fochin, so just outside Dunlow. So we come every year. So this festival is a really, really special thing to my
And heart. Has this kind of been on your bucket list?
Yes.
So it's something you've
absolutely.
Said, right, I want to do that at some point.
As soon as I can remember, I've wanted to be one of the princesses on stage, you know, one of the Marys. So this year my nan sent me the application. It was in the newspaper and was like, you should just apply. And I did. And
here we are.
Here we are.
Exactly. And what age were you when you first started coming to the festival, or what are your earliest memories of the Marys?
I think one of my earliest memories was about 7 years old.
Oh, wow.
We were standing watching the Irish dancing and I just loved it.
And the young ones look up to the Marys so much. You would have been amongst those now. And often when I speak to people, one of the most interesting parts of the week is the interaction with the younger people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of almost a full circle. You've become, you know, that Mary for the younger ones, the future Kinas.
Yes, I really I love that. And especially how a lot of kids do come up and they say hello and they say how pretty you look. And like I just kind of see myself in them and think, oh, I used to go up to the Marys and think, oh, look at you. And I'm really, really loving it.
Brilliant. You're looking forward to Sunday night? Excited, nervous, or just all excitement?
I think I'm all excitement. I haven't actually sung in front of, well, I have in this week, but before coming to Ireland, I hadn't sung in front of people in years.
Have you made a little band yet? No? You know, there's bound to be someone plays one instrument,
Marie
another.
Marie plays the fiddle. Right, and I've just recently taken up the harmonica, so I'm hoping maybe we'll get on stage at the end of the week. And
not so bad. Why not? So you're going to sing for us Sunday night?
Yes, I am.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. Anya McGee, the Dunlow Mary, how are you getting on? I always feel there's quite a bit more pressure on the local Mary because, you know, you're from the area. maybe I local. Go ahead on you.
Yeah. A lot of people have been saying that. They're like, oh, a lot of pressure on you. But I feel like an awful lot of the girls that are here, they have been coming to the festival their whole lives as well. Yeah. So they're actually very familiar with it. But I suppose it's nice in the sense that, like, it's something that I've looked at since a child. And it's so lovely to see people coming in being so excited about it and being so excited and being so, you know, shocked. Like I heard one of the other girls saying about the community of it. And it's so nice to almost kind of share that with the girls and let them see that as well.
For sure. And I mean, obviously, you're fully familiar with the area and you can also sort of see the buzz around it. It's nice to see your own hometown, isn't it? And the buzz and the visitors and what have you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it was always the best week growing up. It's always so good. So
right. So born and raised in Galway, born and raised in Dunlow, attended the Rosses Community School, but you're down in Galway now. That's where your career has taken you. What are you doing down there?
So I'm doing marketing in Galway.
Yeah,
so I'm working for a waste reduction company, PEL. They're actually in Mayo. They'd be very upset if they heard me say it was in Galway.
Well, Galway and Mayo are getting more and more in common now. They're almost going to, especially in the football, they're just blending into one.
They wouldn't be pleased if they heard me say that. But yeah, so I work for a waste reduction company. So we specialise in waste reduction equipment.
Yes.
Especially like eco-friendly bins and things like that.
Right, okay.
So it's a really exciting job.
Is that
job.
For sort of businesses or residential or all?
Yes, so we do an awful lot of street bins as well. So solar street bins are kind of our biggest product.
Right,
so
solar?
Yeah, solar street bins.
So right, what's the solar element?
They're solar powered.
Yeah.
So they're powered by the sun and then that compacts the bin inside.
Oh, wow.
So then you can put more rubbish into the bins and they need to be emptied less, reduce
Excellent.
Carbon emissions.
Do you know,
really exciting.
That is actually kind of interesting because we have a habit, unfortunately, of removing bins, public bins, because they're used, right? And people fill them up and, you know, it's all that waste that's not compacted, so they're filled up in one lunchtime. And then it's like, oh, that's filling up. So rather than come up with a solution to that, we'll just get rid of the bin.
Yeah.
Right. So you get more into your bins, I would take it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then it's all connected to a system so the council can check that. And then it would just reduce carbon emissions. Bins aren't being emptied if they're not completely full, you know.
Yeah.
So it's such a nice place.
You and Scarlett are getting on well, I take it.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's loving your initiatives. Yeah. So if you're not in Dunlow, well, if you're in Dunlow, wherever you are, but if you're off work, what do you like to do?
So I'm massively into the gym. I really enjoy the gym. It's kind of my only hobby at the moment, just getting out and getting as active as possible. It's something that I really kind of discovered when I moved to Galway, and something that I enjoyed is just such an outlet after work and after the stress of the day.
Mm, just to that's where your release is, really, effectively.
Absolutely.
Bit of you time,
definitely.
Stick the earphones in and away you go.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, and what does it mean to you and your family representing your hometown?
Oh, it's just so amazing. It's just been such an exciting opportunity because we all seen it growing up. And, you know, I have younger brothers now who, like, I've seen the festival as a child and then I've seen it as children seeing it. And now to be part of it and to be so central to it means so much, especially to my family, you know. They're so excited for me because it's something I feel like if you're from Dunlow, it's something that's always kind of joked to you as a child, like, oh, you could be a Mary one day, and to actually be there and actually be doing it.
Were you ever the young Mary? No?
No, I wasn't. No, I never did go for it, much to my disappointment, but I never did go to it.
Normally people like to get the double up.
Yeah.
But not for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Caitlin Ward's the New York Mary. By the way, sorry, I'll mention your sponsor. You're sponsored by The Cope as well. And Kina is sponsored by the Kelly Group as well. Sponsored by J.R. Mason Co. Yonkers is Caitlin Ward, the New York Mary. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you getting on?
Good. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. Right. You're from Woodlawn in the Bronx and you have just qualified as well.
Yes. I'm actually originally from Staten Island, New York, but the past 2 years I've been...
No one knows.
I know. Like, but if anyone's listening at home...
They could be 50 miles away. No,
I know. But the past 2 years I've been living in Woodlawn, which is like a mini Ireland in itself.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. And speech language pathology. I get the speech language, the pathology. How does that fit into the whole speech and language?
Yeah, so I was actually talking about it with the girls this week because they're a speech therapist over here.
Mm-hmm.
But the pathologists, I can diagnose. So I can do diagnostics with children or adults, and I can diagnose what their speech impediment might be.
Yeah, okay. And it's a complex area, isn't it? Diagnosis is very difficult. There's a lot of commonalities. There's a lot of just character traits, and you don't want to send a family or a child down a path that's not suitable for them. So there's a lot of tech to it. Like,
yeah, there would be. We have formal testing, which our body of government gives us formal testing to use, But there's also informal testing, which sometimes could be a little bit more accurate because we can get into the nitty-gritty of what's really going on.
Brilliant stuff. You're an active member of the Irish American Society of NASU, Suffolk and Queens. They're all the one.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And like so many of people that's come over from America to enter into Mary from Dunlow, you've done the usual stuff, Irish dancing and all that kind of stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I grew up Irish dancing.
Did you compete or was it for fun?
No, I competed. I went to the World Champions, to the Nationals, to our local region, Oireachtas. Yeah, I danced for Donegal, and it was the best growing up.
A big shout out to the Donegal Golden School of Irish Dance, just in case they are actually able to watch. And that allowed you fantastic opportunities in terms of travel and stuff as well, didn't it?
Yeah, and then even afterwards, I went on tour with Cherish the Ladies. And I got to travel all around America with them too. Mm. So it was just really nice. Irish dancing has brought me so much.
And to that effect, you wanted to bring it to others. So the student is becoming the master.
Yes.
You're training to be an Irish dance teacher.
Yeah, I'm going through my grade exams right now.
See the youth coming through? And it's not just for young people, of course, but do you see the youth coming through that you can sort of work with? Do you think, you know what I mean? Do you see your future students?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I love Irish dancing and I definitely want to get into it, into the teaching, and I don't know where I'll go with it, but I love teaching the younger ones.
Yeah, of course. It's just a feather to your bow and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you have performed with the Chieftains and Step Crew dancing?
Yes, I did. I was so lucky too.
And your father's from Lahey.
Yes.
What an amazing part of the world too. Is the family still in Lahey?
Yes, and I think your father was good friends with my grandfather, Tony Ward.
Okay.
He worked in McGee's as a weaver.
Okay, of course. Yeah. Brilliant. There you go. That's a wonderful connection.
Yeah.
And your maternal grandmother's from Dunlow, so the connections are everywhere. Have you come back and forwards very often, Caitlin?
Yeah, growing up, I came almost every summer with my dad and my mom and my brother. And then with Irish dancing, I would go competing at the World, so that would kind of take our vacation away from Donegal. But yeah, we used to come all the time growing up, and then this is my first time back since COVID, so I'm really excited. Yeah,
excellent. All right. And it's exceeding and meeting all your expectations, I take it.
Oh, of course.
All right, good stuff. And you'd like to bring the title back to London, wouldn't you, Kina?
Kina?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, listen, I'll
get
there.
Everyone does it. I'm used to it.
Yes, I know, but could we go EE instead of Y? I suppose
ask
it is your name.
Do you know? Ask my parents.
What is the background to that? Because it is actually a lovely name.
Well, funny enough, I have a brother called Kieran.
Okay.
When I was about to be born, they were pretty set on Kira, and then it was Kira and Kieran, and then I have a cousin who's called Kina.
Yes, but they must realise, I'm sure you've spent your entire life being called Kieran by your parents. And then Kieran, Kina, Kieran, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Child two.
Now my dad actually calls me Wagwan. So we adapt to the nicknames.
You have to, don't you? All right. Listen, the best of luck to all of you. And sure, listen, I mean, the whole experience is winning, isn't it? It's fun. And I don't mean that in any trite weights, that it is the truth, isn't it? Right, Caitlin Ward, the best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us. Kina Boyle, London Mary, and last but certainly not least, Anya McGee, the Dunlow Mary. And you're keeping everyone straight, Anya, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're looking after everything. Thanks very much indeed.
We'll chat to three more
after the break. It's Molly Part from Dublin. How are you?
Are you?
Great to have you with us, sponsored by the Skyline Hotel, which has its Donegal connections as well.
Of course,
doesn't it? Of course, everyone knows the Skyline Hotel. And you are proud to be representing your home city of Dublin.
Absolutely. I've been born and raised in Dublin my entire life. I'm from Donegal, the north side.
You could play that down a bit.
Maybe I should. Hold on to your wallet there, Greg.
I was not going anywhere near there, by the way. So I want to disassociate from Molly's generalisation, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I have a great Donegal connection. So I've got my maternal grandparents are from Ardra and Carrigart. So
lovely.
I like to think I'm a city girl with a country heart.
So. Well, you're the best of both worlds, don't you?
I do. I'm like kind of Montana.
Exactly. And you've got the base out here this way. Have you still got family living here? Or
granny, Kathleen, goes between Ardra and Dunshaughlin. So lovely. We do come up to Ardra every summer.
Right, so you're involved, are you, or your family was involved with the Donegal Association in Dublin? What's
Indeed.
The history there?
So my granny Kathleen Sheeran has been a part of the Donegal Association for over 50 years. She was the first woman chair back in 1970, so she kind of broke the glass ceiling for women. So everything I've learned about connecting, networking, socialising, both personally and professionally, has really come from looking up to my granny Kathleen and everything that she's done for Donegal and Dublin and merging those two communities together. So having the opportunity to represent Dublin and Donegal has just been an absolutely amazing opportunity.
And you're clearly very proud of her. That's,
I am,
indeed. That comes across in buckets. But also too, obviously, working in hospitality and sales, that develops certainly communication skills as well, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah. I love socialising with people. I'm such a people person. So I like to buzz off people. I get the energy from people. And from that, I've been able to work in sales, make some good commission, and then also work in the service industry. I think it's important to, you know what it's like to be on the other side, and give that great service to people and have respect.
And you're another person that enjoys the gym, the stage, performing.
Of course,
all
yeah.
All that active stuff I don't do.
Yes, I was in the Billy Barry Stage School for 10 years. So when I was in fifth class, my parents were told, she has too much energy, you need to put her into a stage school. Mm. So here I am now, I'm exerting my energy in all aspects. I love doing the Howth Cliff Walk. I used to walk my dog a lot. So yeah, I'm really an active person.
And also too, you know, homelessness is not just a city problem, it's a countrywide problem. And you do some work with the homeless in Dublin as well, don't you?
I do indeed. So I work for KPMG Law, and through that I get to take part in corporate citizenship. So we volunteer with Tiglan Lighthouse. So they not only provide food and tents to people on the streets, but we also run a cafe so people can come in, get some dinner, tea, coffee. We also provide clothes for them as well. And it's a really good opportunity to give back to the people of Dublin because, like I said, I'm very proud to be from Dublin. It's an important...
And sometimes I forget in these, you are the Dublin Mary and you're representing Dublin for the year as well.
Of course.
So, you know, this is part of that. So that's already a feather in the bow. Yeah. But now you get to represent the city and the county that you're very proud of up here as well with the nice connections. It works out
exactly.
Perfect,
I'm bridging
it?
The gap between the two. And I'm really proud to promote Donegal to all my Dublin friends. I've had the opportunity to bring a lot of my Dublin friends up to Donegal for their first time and show them around. So it's a very good opportunity.
Fantastic. Caelin Healy's the Edinburgh Mary, sponsored by the Edinburgh Emerald Social Group. Good morning, Caelin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you keeping?
Good, good.
Okay, obviously the current Mary's hailing from Scotland, a different city.
Yes, she's Glasgow.
Okay, so maybe it's time for Edinburgh's Day in the Sun.
That would be great.
If we can find the bloody sun. Right, okay. You're representing the proud Edinburgh girl as well, representing your city. How did you come to be part of this?
So in Edinburgh, my dad is involved with friends and we run Irish Nights. So I've helped my dad in that. So, yeah. So we've worked towards Palestine charities. So that's how it's all kind of came together. So my granny, she's Critch Island, and my granddad was Gador. His cousins own the Bayview Bar, Patrick and Hugh Jared, now McCafferty's. So we'd come over every year.
The connections are all over the place, aren't they? Brilliant. What do you do for work, or what do you hope to do for work?
So I've just started in managing people's kind of health journeys in a private healthcare hospital. So I will deal with people emotionally at the beginning through some hard procedures and then deal with them at the end and throughout. So I'll be their first point of call. That's what I do.
And that's something I don't like, when people work very hard and do important jobs, people sort of describe as if you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart. I mean, but there is an element of that has to be in you, doesn't it? To be able to work with someone so closely at a difficult time in their life. You have to lean on something in your own personality as well, I think.
Yes, it's really, really rewarding, especially when you see people then recovering, feeling better about themselves. It's a nice journey to watch.
But you know, it's an onward journey, isn't it? You don't know where this is going to take you really in terms of your career and life.
No, I'm still in the training of it. I've only been in the job a matter of weeks. So I'm still enduring the training and I'm just learning where I'm going with it. But it's exciting.
Well, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Definitely.
I think we sometimes we're too rigid and don't explore enough. Another fitness freak.
Yes,
or fanatic, maybe better than freak. Sorry. you know what I mean.
So I attended the local boot camp that was run by my neighbour. It was called Toro Fit, and it was just loads of women and men in the local park, actually in the field. And everyone, twice a week, Tuesday and a Thursday, would come and just do a workout for an hour and a half. and on the other days the gym.
Yeah, and this is another case which I which is something I find particularly nice is a young person sort of seeing others do something and then saying, I might want to do that in the future, and then doing it.
Yes. That's so I watched my mum do it first, actually, and then joined in.
Right, okay.
So my mum done it, and then I just joined in with her.
Excellent stuff. Well, listen, I'm sure you're enjoying your week so far, are you?
Definitely, yes.
Wicklow, we go to Wicklow Mary now. Marina Boyle, sponsored by Black Castle Scenery. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Greg. How are
you? How's things going so far?
Oh, it's been brilliant. It's been the most fantastic week.
Mm. Your passion's travel?
Yeah, I love
volunteering. Traveling as well. What about your travel? Where, what's your dream destination? Have you been there yet?
So I don't know. I don't think I've been to all my dream destinations. If I stay in Ireland, obviously I love to come to Donegal, but to go abroad, I'd love to go to South America. I've never been there yet. That would probably be my top choice.
Mm-hmm. You are a quality assurance analyst at TikTok.
Yes.
What's the focus there?
So I work in the area of anti-money laundering. So basically trying to prevent people from using the app to send money for illicit means or to clean money that they have made illegally.
Yeah, and presumably there's an AI element to that, and then obviously human interaction, stroke, oversight, or whatever that might have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly. So it's becoming more and more automated, but...
But it flags to you and then you cast your eye over it? Is that how it works
exactly,
in layman's
terms? Exactly, so we have to do investigations. I mean, certain things can be caught by AI, but it's still at the point where humans still need to make the final decision, and criminals find new ways to do things all the time, so you have to keep up.
You love cooking, swimming, reading, and supporting Donegal GEA. So you've had a fantastic year like the rest of us. How does that play down the country? Is that all right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's fine to have both. So
you can do both, but don't do the split jersey.
Oh, I don't have the split jersey. I just have the split jersey.
Or watch it on the telly. And what are you enjoying about Mary so far?
It's just been phenomenal meeting all the girls and just the sense of connection. I mean, we all come from all these places all over the world, but we have this connection to Donegal, and that's just phenomenal. And there's so much that goes into the festival, so many volunteers, all the people that you see, you know, you see us on the stage and all the people who help us, but all the people you don't see who clean the streets, who organise everything behind the scenes.
Mm. You're like these swans floating on
the
top
exactly,
of the lake.
Yeah, exactly. But we need a lot of help down below. Yeah.
The crazy legs kicking. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Marina, thank you very much for calling up. It's been fantastic chatting to you, as it has Molly Part, our Dublin Mary, and Kaylin Healy, Edinburgh Mary. Enjoy the week. I'm sure you are anyway, and there's so much going on. Thanks very much for calling in. Okay, and we have just five more to meet. They're going to be coming in to us very shortly. If you just want to make your way out, ladies, and we'll get your seats taken. Tomorrow, by the way, at 9:45, the Gayburn Walking Trail, the Aran Mór Trail. It's a walk from Lee Barrow Ferryport to the lighthouse. Refreshments in Earley's Bar, and you get the ferry out as well, €15 per person. That sounds good. And that's all on the Wild Atlantic Way. Molly Gallagher is the Wild Atlantic Way Mary. Good morning, Molly.
Hi, how are you, Greg?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm fantastic, yeah.
Excellent. Sponsored by the Aran Mór Red Ferry.
The Red Ferry,
I have to make sure I get the colours correct.
Yes, okay. Don't mix that up.
All right, okay. Now, you're a recent graduate as well, or have you graduated?
I graduated in
June. Excellent,
congratulations. Yes. So I have my first job coming up in September.
Occupational therapy?
Yes, occupational therapy. I'm starting in St. Francis Hospice in Blanchardstown.
Okay, so lovely stuff. And that's, we need you up here.
Okay, I know, so, that's what everyone's told me.
Go and enjoy your year or whatever, right?
But not ready to move home yet.
You're coming back, you have
but
to
But I will back. Be back, definitely.
All right, okay. Now, you worked as a student class representative during what was an incredibly difficult time for lots of different groups, but I think particularly for young people.
Yeah, it was a scary time.
Yeah, but you played a big role in supporting others in that regard, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. We were online, but I was up in Dublin for the first semester, and like that, you were in your room and you weren't really allowed to mingle in the student accommodation, and it's a scary time moving away from home, and that made it even scarier when you aren't allowed to mingle with other people, even going out socializing, and it was a scary time for the students. So, just even the unknown of, you know, the vaccine. Some people, should I get the vaccine? Should I not? We needed them for placement. Just trying to be the bridge between the lecturers and the students and just trying to get that communication across, which was difficult as a first year myself.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you're the Wild Atlantic Mary. You know you've got a good idea when the Dubs try and steal it and they're trying to do the East, East Atlantic, well, not the East Atlantic Way, yes. That'd be some trick. But, you know, it's working here and you're representing the Wild Atlantic Way, which I think is great. Again, hugely talented person. Footballer, good. Dancer, singer. Irish dancer, you did that for 8 years?
Yeah, I've done it for 8 years, but I've given that up for the Gaelic football league clash. So, I've been at Gaelic football for many years.
And are you part of a team?
Yeah, the Ardra senior ladies with you? Team.
Okay,
I am,
right.
Yeah.
So you hardly come back up and down for games, do you?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Right,
I do,
fantastic.
Yeah. Up and down, maybe not for training, but I'll do my own training with the girls that are up in Dublin as well. But, I'll be up
Who's
and down.
Who's your arch-rivals? Who would Ardra see as their arch-rivals?
Glenties.
It's always now. Great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Niamh Connell,
yeah,
buggers.
That rival's still strong.
All right, brilliant stuff. Yeah. Okay, Gemma Doherty is the UAE Mary. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing good, sponsored by McCafferty's. Could have guessed that, I think.
Yeah, such a fantastic sponsor. I'm so blessed.
Excellent. Originally from Ballybuffet,
yeah.
But you haven't really, you moved to Dubai, but relatively recently.
Yeah, so just in October past, I moved over to Dubai, yeah.
And what do you do over there?
So I teach over there. So I'm teaching kindergarten at the minute. So that's our equivalent of like junior infants.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic.
I'm trying to get Molly back up here doing occupational therapy. I don't really want to talk about how well you're treated over there, the time off, the appreciation, the half days.
Well, to be honest, I don't
We don't want to encourage
here.
Anyone over there.
Yeah, so I'm actually not a teacher in Ireland.
That's what I'm saying. No, I don't want to talk about how great it is for you in Dubai in case we lose more teachers,
well,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you studied in Sligo IT, was it?
Yes, so I studied in Sligo IT for 6 years. So I did my degree in early years childhood care and education, and then I did my master's in leadership and advocacy for the early years.
But you want to bring something to that because this is an area you're passionate about. So
Absolutely.
What can you influence from within Gemma, or what do you feel you can? Or how do you want to progress, or what areas do you think we need to improve in education?
In the early years, so in the early years for me, I feel like we're working really hard towards professionalisation. I was very lucky to become the first quality development officer based in an early years setting in Ireland. And that role meant that I got to work specifically on developing that quality, making sure we were inspection ready, really bringing that up to a standard that we could be proud of. And I think that implementing more roles like that across the sector is going to bring us closer to that professionalisation, which
Brilliant
is
stuff.
What we need.
And has this process met your expectations so far, Gemma?
Absolutely. You know, to be honest, I didn't have really any expectations.
Great, okay.
It was just something that this time last year I never would have been confident enough to do.
Brilliant.
So going to Dubai gave that back to me.
Yeah.
And so to be able to represent a country that gave that to me was just fantastic
Brilliant.
For me. And
yeah, I know sometimes we internalise things and it's not often outwardly visible, but it is interesting that when you hear about people talking off their confidence, yet they appear incredibly confident. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's all part of our own personal journeys, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Leah McDade, Gael Dr. Mary, imagine why. We'll just leave it at that. How are you keeping?
good. How are you, Greg?
Great stuff. Who's your sponsor?
My sponsor, I have two. I have Planol Chang and Narasan.
Oh, brilliant
and
stuff.
BSG Anclehamvia. They're unbelievable.
You are from Chrysler?
I'm from Chrysler.
Okay. And what are you doing, or what do you want to do in your life?
Well, I'm currently studying business studies in Ulster University
Fantastic.
In Belfast. I'm only just finished my first year, but I hope to go on to either business and accountancy afterwards, or hoping to do my second level teaching. I do plan to head away to Canada for my third year and then take a J1. So there's plans there to head away and see things before we kind of figure out the rest of it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you've a drink or food problem, but you are a familiar face in Ross's Bar and in
Roses.
The Rusty of Roses Bar.
Roses Bar.
I've been in Roses. You know how many times I've been in Roses Bar? I'll go in calling it Roses Bar and leave going to Roses.
It's a good time.
No, but you work in both places, in Roses and the Rusty Oven in Dunfermline.
I have to give them a big shout out to you. They've been unbelievable. Like, everybody in Chrysler has got behind me, and that's one thing we can do well down there is get behind people.
And what do you do for fun in your own time? Well, not that you have much, but you know, people have working
solid jobs.
No, very busy
ladies,
and stuff.
Also,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm like Molly, big ga head here. Looking forward to the sports day tomorrow. But I'm actually very lucky to be representing the Gaeltacht, because being from Creasa, it's not a Gaeltacht area. But I went to the Gaelscoil there, and I love that I'm like representing my area, but also the Gaeltacht that I'm very proud of.
Yeah,
because
it kind of skims around it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like just like outside the border, so I love all things Irish. Like I play the fiddle. I was an Irish dancer for 10 years. My wee sister's still an Irish dancer and kind of living through her now.
Brilliant.
I love keeping the language up there. And my friends up in college, like, they laugh at me. They'd be like, do you ever shut up about Donegal? Like,
and you say no?
No, I don't actually.
All right, Leah, listen, the very best of luck. Look forward to seeing you later in the week. Gemma Doherty and Marina Bull. Mairead McEnroe is the Glasgow Mary. Hiya, Mairead. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
It's good to have you in with us. Sponsored by the Brazen Head. And of course, you're looking to do the double for Glasgow.
Well, you know, it would be good if I could. But
why not?
Oh,
no bots, why not?
Sure, if it happens, it happens. I'm here for a good time.
Yeah, I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
It's fun. It's been an amazing time. The girls have been amazing. So it's just been amazing. Like the memories that I'm going to keep forever.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's been good.
No doubt about it. You're from, you've got strong connections.
Yeah, I have got very strong connections. So my granddad grew up in Arcrone, just in Dunlow, and my nana grew up in Cryboyle. Outside, basically near enough the same place from each other, but they met in Glasgow.
And just, another musical person?
Yeah, so I've played the fiddle for 15 years. I've done all 8 grades on my fiddle, and I've picked it back up again. I played for my mum's friend's wedding, played them down the aisle, and now I decided just to start it back up again.
Well, if you can do that, that's pressure. Anything else this week's a breeze. Can you imagine if ruining someone's wedding day? But you didn't. Sorry, you didn't. Just
no,
to be clear.
It was a fab day and it was really good. It went really well, and I had to learn a full new tune for it as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had a few months to learn it and managed it.
Fantastic. Why not? With 8 years and all the studying you've done. But I suppose it's like anything in language. If you don't use it, you can lose it. So
yeah, exactly.
You have to keep at it, don't you?
Yep.
Regular visitor to Dunlow, of course, annually, but whenever else you can nip over.
Yeah, of course. And we are over every April and every summer for the Mary from Dunlow Festival. Also for the week after, and then, as I said, Easter, and the week after or week before, just depending on when the school holidays lie, because I'm obviously a school teacher. So it just helps when the schools are off. I'll try and come over whenever I can.
And what type of teaching do you do? Because there's different names for different things,
so
as we've already learned.
So I'm a teaching assistant, so that is helping like the children that have got...
Would that be equivalent to a special needs assistant here?
I'm not 100% sure,
okay.
But it's children that need that extra bit of help.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Maybe
it's
have
the same,
like autism or like have got like dyslexia or something, and they need just that extra wee helping
Brilliant.
Hand in the class, or even like just behavioural wise as well, like just helping out as much as we can in the class. It is very rewarding.
I can imagine.
As you can tell, like I'm working with 12 to 18 year olds, so sometimes it can be a challenge, but it is a really rewarding job. A qualified nursery teacher. I was in there for 3 years, but I just decided to take another.
Brilliant. And you
change.
Can see the fruits of your work too as the school year progresses.
Yeah,
which
it's amazing to see how the children, when they come in, they're quite shy. We've got wee first years coming in just when we come back. So they'll be wee shy, wee first years, but then by the time next year comes, come back to me and I'll see if they're
see
the same.
Orla Sheridan, the Cavan Mary, good morning to you. Sponsor, it's good afternoon, say nothing about that. Cavan Crystal Hotel, good morning, Orla.
Good morning.
How are you getting on?
Good, good, thank
Excellent
you.
Stuff. I'm not going to make any Cavan jokes.
No, I've had enough this week already.
I just noticed there's no pockets in your dress, that's all I'm saying. You don't,
yes, no.
Nowhere to carry the wallet.
No, yeah.
Right, but we're not going to go down that route, because that would just be too predictable. From County Cavan, and you're representing Cavan, which is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did you come to be selected, or pushed forward or chosen, or whatever the scenario was for you?
Yeah, so the first ever Cavan Mary was selected last year, and I suppose I just have connections to Donegal as well. I have friends and family up here, and Mammy recently renovated the old post office in Mina Cross, outside Dunlow.
Excellent.
So spending more time up here, and have always admired the Marys from afar, so I just thought...
So you've got loads of childhood memories to lean on, and now able to make memories as an adult.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, okay. And you are beginning your master's in psychology. It's a huge commitment, an educational commitment, isn't it?
It is.
How many years in total?
It's usually two. You can do it in one.
But you've also had to do...
Your four, yeah.
Beforehand, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think it'll be worth it. It's something I really want to go into and be qualified in. So it's worth the time and the effort.
Yeah, and it is a lot of time and effort. I'm full of admiration. You're also a very musical person. We definitely have a band here. We have the style of the band in this studio, let alone having to go to the other ladies we spoke to. The harp is your weapon of choice.
It is.
Beautiful
it
instrument, is. Actually, the harp, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I love it so much. It's really been a big, it's my main sort of thing. It's been my first love. I've played it for years and it's given me so many opportunities.
And yoga.
Yes. Yeah.
You love that. So you're looking to become a teacher of yoga.
Yes. Yeah. I started that this summer. So.
Why do you get all the time?
I don't know.
I don't know how you all do it. It's astonishing. It's fantastic.
Yeah. No. So I decided to do that this summer and it's great. It's brilliant. I think everyone should try it, and I'd love to be able to teach it to the young and old. So,
all right, listen, another two amazing people, Bridge Jean, coordinator of the Marys for 2024. It must be an absolute pleasure working with these ladies.
Yes. We're over time, so we as I said, they call us the fairy godmothers. It's been a joy. They've been an absolute pleasure. We have 15 wonderful girls, 14 Marys to go into the competition, but we have to give a special mention to our little Miss Mary, Katie Gallagher. She has travelled to every event that we've gone to. She's been to
Except
New York.
This one.
Yes. But she's with us today, but she would prefer not to do the interview.
Of course not.
But she is going to be so sad handing over her crown, but she has done her little Miss Mary title.
Yeah. No, she's brilliant.
An absolute
I remember her
pride.
From last year.
Beautiful.
Tomorrow, Jive Time, Daniel O'Donnell, Jimmy Buckley, Roland Collins, Dominic Kerwin, Susan McKenna Moore. That's some lineup.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Jive Time from 2:30 tomorrow. Thank you so much to John Breslin for giving us an extra 6 minutes. My apologies, John, but we do appreciate it. And we'll have the best luck to all of you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It was a pleasure.
We'll be back on the show tomorrow.